DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me here in the Poets Bar in the Lansdowne, Kenmare, are two recently re-elected local politicians, Jackie Healy-Ray and Maura Healy-Ray. You're both very welcome to the show.
Thanks a million.
Thanks very much,
for chatting. So listen, congratulations on the recent local elections. Is it a kind of a relief, Maura, when they're all kind of done and dusted? Or do you enjoy the election process?
Well, I certainly, the cut and thrust of it, we do enjoy it, and we enjoy going out and meeting people and listening to what their concerns are. For myself, I started in September because I wanted to get to as many doors possible as myself. I think the very least you can do when you're looking for a vote is to go and ask for it. And I think it's part and parcel of our political tradition. And it's that old-style campaigning, and I think people actually like that. They want to meet who they're potentially going to vote for. But look, if you're talking about a campaign that goes on for 10 months, of course it's wearing and demanding, but look, when you get the right result, you're more than happy then. But it does take a while to kind of get back to normal again. Jackie was saying outside the door, for the first couple of days after the election, you're kind of wondering where you should be, or are you meant to be going somewhere or doing
the door
something?
I should be knocking on.
Yeah. But look, it was a tremendous success, and I would be at pains to say, look, there's two of us here and then my brother Johnny. Each of us topped the poll in our respective municipal districts, but I would be at pains to say we're nothing. We have a huge team of supporters and canvassers we could face for any part of our constituency, and we've someone local to go with us. So that's a huge support. Without them, and of course the people that vote for us, because there's a phrase that's commonly used about us, about the Healy-Rays, the Healy-Ray dynasty. And it's not a phrase that I'm particularly enamoured with, because I suppose council and Dáil seats are not something that are just handed between each of us. You're not going to get elected without votes. And look, we go out each time, whether it's a council election or a general election, and we're respectfully looking for a vote, and we don't take it for granted. And I suppose the fact that we do canvass so extensively would reflect that as well.
So, Jackie, as Maura's describing it, you know, kind of the tradition within the family of that old style campaigning. I can't be the only one who's kind of reminded that a famous photo of kind of the donkey of the back of the pass near Killarney or whatever it happened to be. Do you enjoy, because, you know, you speak to different politicians, some of them love elections, you know what I mean? Or they love the process, they love getting out and they love meeting people. Others terrified of it. And what they actually love are the kind of the 4.5 years or whatever it is in between and the policy making. And everything. What's your own?
No, I enjoy it. And I have to say I enjoy it. But I think it's because of the people that you're with. And I suppose if you've done your job the way you should be doing it over the last 4 or 5 years, then you've nothing to fear standing at a door. And I'm always quite happy to stand at any door and defend the record that I have on Kerry County Council or that of my father or my uncle in the Dáil over the last number of years. Because I think that if you are representing the people that you've been elected to represent the way you're supposed to do it, well, then I don't see why you should have any fear calling to any door. And, like, it is enjoyable because, like Maura was saying, you're inside in the car for maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 hours at a day going door to door with people that you're friends with and people that you enjoy being with. And you've great crack. You encounter some crazy scenarios along the road. You know yourself from being on the road and from meeting and talking to different people. There's so many different characters out there. and it's very enjoyable. And you know, sometimes when things might be going a bit too good for you, and you like to get the bit of an agitator, as we call them, because that spices things up as well. And it's all different things along the road, and like that, you have the serious side of it, of course, and people's issues that you're dealing with on a daily basis, and people who are looking for you to place their faith in you to represent them on, be it local or national level.
People will remember, actually, national level, a couple of weeks ago, you know, Michael and the Dáil talking about the level of abuse politicians suffer. And I was kind of, I thought of it yesterday driving down through at Garvan and stuff, and I thought of it today when we had a couple of stories around Leo Varadkar, it turns out, the kind of subject of a death threat a number of months ago, and then Mary Lou McDonald yesterday. Is that something, does that kind of, is that more something that exists on national level?
No.
Or, shaking your head already.
We in my electoral area is the Castle Island electoral area.
Yeah.
And throughout this campaign, it was horrendous.
Really?
The particular candidates that decided to go what I would call in deep into the gutter and talk about the likes of me and my other candidates as well, that and attack their families and bring private, what I call, scenarios into the situation. And those candidates just went into the gutter. And like, it was all done through TikTok and Facebook and Twitter, yeah, and all these things. And I've no problem sitting down with anybody and debating and on a politics or policy or whatever. But when you start bringing people's families into it, and like particular candidates standing below at a sign of my grandfather and mocking his memory, like a man that has passed, and using my grandmother's picture as well. Like, the stuff that my father spoke about during in the Dáil that week was what actually happened during the council election that just went by.
Yeah.
And it was horrendous. But at the same time, you kind of are lucky enough that you have such a good support network around you. You just don't let it get inside your head. Even though, to be honest with you, I know that my father and Denny, they wouldn't be great at the social media and they wouldn't be looking at the comments. For the likes of us,
they wouldn't be doing TikTok dances.
No, but like, we've grown up with social media.
Yeah.
And so like, I would probably look at it more than I should in terms of the comments and things like that. Sometimes it can get inside your head. Naturally enough, like, we are human. We're not. We don't have bulletproof vests. I'm afraid that it just deflects away. So like, it can get to you at times, and especially not so much yourself, but when it's family members that have nothing to do with politics.
Yeah.
And you must remember, we're only 5 Healy Rays. There's a lot more of us than that aren't in politics and have nothing to do with what I'd say the political side of the house. That unfortunately have to deal with the fallout from the politics side of it as well.
Is it something that gets under your skin, Maura?
Like Jackie has said there, particularly when it's family members that are not directly involved, the most they want to do, they'll do the bit of canvassing and put up posters. But as regards being targeted, and look, that's the part that, you know, would ruffle your feathers a small bit. But look, I think ultimately you have to be kind of focused in that. You must concentrate on the job you have to do, whatever the issues, the problems are, and you kind of have to block that stuff out, really and truly, to get on with your day-to-day. Now, we've seen...
It's not always easy to do that, though. Yeah. It's easy to say, oh, you just block it out. And it's just a quirk of human psychology. There'd be 100 yes. positive comments, Maura, you're doing an absolutely brilliant job, yep. Fair play, congratulations, you've been re-elected, Cathaoirleach, like all of this sort of stuff. And then one person has a go and brings up, you know, granny or granddad or whatever it happens to
yes,
be. And that kind of niggles.
Niggles a little bit, but would it deter me from doing what I'm doing? Absolutely not. I was elected, and that's what I'm meant to be doing, concentrating on the issues, making the calls for the people, filling out forms, so on and so forth. So ultimately, it is not going to prevent me or any of the rest of us from doing what we were elected to do, and I guess that's what we're meant to be doing anyway.
And I suppose the proof of the pudding is that the people that did engage in that sort of politics did not get elected in this county. And we did. And the four candidates, three colleagues in the Castle Island area who were seeking re-election, who were also at the end of the abuse that was being thrown around as well, they got re-elected and did so with a stronger mandate than we got 5 years ago. So I think that's democracy at work. And while some people might try and upscuttle that or try and undermine it, I just think that the elections that we had, particularly here in Kerry, proved that the people who are doing the work
yeah.
and and engage in what I call real politics, they'll come out on top.
Maura, when you said you kind of reject the idea of the dynasty because, you know, the seats, be it Dáil seats or council seats or anything else, they're not hereditary and no one's passing them down. You know, the flip side of that is, I guess, the name maybe comes with baggage. Is it at times? You know, are the times you're kind of, wish you hadn't said Healy Ray at the door? They just have to go.
There's no denying saying no one of us would be doing what we're doing only for what my grandfather started out over 50 years ago. And it gives me great satisfaction to be going down the same roads into the same houses and hearing things that he did for people 50 years ago, 40 years ago. For instance, during this campaign, I met one 94-year-old woman. And Jackie, at the time, I think about 50 years, 40 years ago, had got a council house for her. And she told me how she'd prayed for him every single day. And the same woman was in the hospital at the time that Jackie passed away. And she was apologising to me for that. When you say baggage, I don't look at it that way. I'm very proud of the work that each of us have done. And I suppose the longer you're at something, the more connected you are to people. And, you know, there's people that might have, their parents might be on to Denny and then their children are on to me. That kind of, you know, that follow through. And that's, of course, look, there's a lot of commentary.
Maybe the baggage comes more, though, outside this area. Is the baggage something that exists maybe in Dublin? Do you know what I mean? Is there an attitude maybe in kind of in some parts of the country where they kind of look down? Do you ever get that sense, a bit of looking down their nose at yourselves or at the Healy Rays?
Yeah, but like, I mean, I suppose everybody has that kind of attitude about different people. Do you know what I mean? I mean, sure, Dublin football fans could look down their nose at Kerry football fans. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, you could have people who are jealous of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, at the end of the day, all we are is five politicians that have a job to do, and you just go about that as best you can. And, like, at the end of the day, unlike other jobs, we have to go seeking our job every 5 years.
Yeah.
If people are happy with us, they can keep us, and if they don't want us, they can sack us.
What job would you do if you weren't?
I've often been asked that. I don't know, but all I know is I wouldn't be stuck for something to do. Because look, I suppose at the end of the day, we were all brought up with what I call a good work ethic.
Yeah.
We were always told that we had to go out and fend for ourselves, and that's what we had to do. We wouldn't be found wanting for work.
Yeah, well, I have to say that now about your dad and your dad, you know what I mean? Like, work ethic is not something you'd find it easy to criticise them on that front now.
Or even our worst.
I thought of them, I said it driving down, because I didn't drive across to Kilkenny, I drove down from Dublin. So I did that drive that they do. And when I drove through the village, I thought of them and I went, Jesus.
Even our worst critics couldn't criticise us for our work ethic.
Yeah.
And be it in the council or in the Dáil, you know, we're always the first there and last to leave. And but that's just our job. There's no more than yourself or the people. Like, everybody's job is, because some people, when you'd be calling to the door, they'd say, oh God, I wouldn't do your job. I mightn't do your job.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's job is tough in some respects, and nobody has it better or easier than anybody else. And I just think it's just what, this is just our gig, and this is what we're into. And do you know what I mean?
Maura, what would you be doing if you weren't in
well,
this?
Well, I am a teacher as well.
Luckily, I
seem to be able to combine both passions, which is teaching and politics.
You'll have to give it up now when you run for the Dáil.
You're trying to get a scoop now. Teachers,
they go on career breaks for the whole time. She'll be in the Dáil for 40 years and she'll still have her job back in the local school, technically, you know, waiting for the pension.
That's it. You're looking for a headline now. There's two candidates for the Dáil, and that's it. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, listen, thanks a million for popping down
Not
the road.
Thanks
listen,
very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate the chat. Yeah. Maura Healy Ray, Jackie Healy Ray, both recently re-elected independent councillors on Kerry County Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.